On the line with us right now is someone who is, you've heard the song Ben to Canaan and I Want to Go Back Again by Carole King. Well, Ben to Sharon, and she is coming back again. It's time to welcome once again Amanda Laverne in, and she's going to talk to us about her next trip to Sharon, Connecticut. Good morning, Amanda. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. Thank you so much for having me.
What's coming up at the Sharon Playhouse? Well, I always want to plug a little bit in advance of this. This coming weekend, they have the Real Great High School Festival, which they have. But on February 29th, Amanda's going to be here in Sharon with America's Sweethearts. And let's talk a little bit about America's Sweethearts and what people will find when they come see the show. I took this as to be meaning, of course, during the 40s and Second World War or later. Am I correct about that?
It's a tribute to those vintage trio sister acts.
Yep.
That captured American audiences. So we have music from the late 1800s all the way to the 1960s in our show. So, yeah.
You know, and it's interesting that that form of music where you had women on stage still exists and goes today. I mean, how many pop acts that are all female? But I think back then they even those acts even stood out even more back in, well, my early days in the 50s and 60s as well.
No, absolutely. I think that I think that when they were their heyday, especially for like the Andrews sisters, the McGuire sisters, the Lennon sisters, what they represented as far as women in the workforce, women coming into the workforce, women leaving the workforce, but also entertaining our troops and our veterans as we came in and out of the war. And and I think that just the harmonies and the music that kind of, you know, radio was such mainstream for so long. And that was how everyone got their entertainment. And then now, as you know, MTV became popular and social media, now I think the accessibility to women's groups just provide that outlet for young women to see women empowering other women.
And it goes as far, what's interesting, it goes as far as people remember what happened in Russia when the all women band stood up to Vladimir Putin. It's a worldwide thing. But where did you get your interest in this, and actually so interested in it that you've put together there's this show that you have, America's Sweetheart. What really urged you on in the beginning to put this show together like this?
Well, so I grew up, my mother sings with Sweet Adelines, which is an a cappella singing group. It's like a women's barbershop, essentially. So I actually grew up with a lot of this music, the 30s and 40s. And then, you know, but living in New York can be actually quite difficult. I actually dress in vintage in day-to-day life. So there's just a throwback to the era that I just naturally have always gravitated towards. And I discovered this group that had already been established. They were established in 2016, America's Sweethearts. And I discovered, and they had put out a audition notice. They were looking for a new trio. There's 12 of us in total. So at any given point, you can have there's four trios that could be out working, and so I auditioned, and you know, not only were they looking for someone for different voice parts, but they were also looking for someone to contribute to as a human in the group and as a female in the group, and it happened to be a perfect fit. I'm surrounded by 11 other women who are just. That all have different vocations. We're all actors in some various forms. Some people teach, some people are still actively pursuing it. All of us sing, but all of us have a real love for this style of music. I mean, it's tight harmonies, so it's a lot of listening, and it's a lot of of kind of like volleying, like in tennis, where you know, there's not a star in the show.
No, and it's interesting. A lot of, by the way, we're speaking with Amanda Laverne, who's going to be at the Sharon Playhouse on February 29th, America's Sweethearts. Tickets are available at, by the way, SharonPlayhouse.org at the box office. And the show will feature, by the way, the 5:30 cocktails, and there's a 6:30 performance. You can get more information on that on the website as well. There's a cash bar and an open bar. That there's a whole different way that you can go see this. But I do believe this is going to be in the Bach Gallery, right?
Yes, it's in the Bach Gallery.
So I always say that because that will sell out very quickly. So don't think you can wait to just show up at the door to get tickets for the show, because the Bach Gallery is an intimate space, and it doesn't seat close to 300 people like the Sharon Playhouse.
Yeah.
So now give us a little. So you work at any given time, there's four of you out that work together, and so you're all real. Obviously, you're all really familiar with working together and know the ins and the outs. Do you change the show when it's in a venue like Sharon or like New York or anything? Do you change the show at all, or does it basically stay the same?
It pretty much stays the same. We have a set two-hour show that takes you on, like, our mission is history through harmony. It takes you from something like Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy all the way to on Broadway. And then we'll finish off usually with some patriotic songs, America the Beautiful, Battle Hymn of the Republic, Danny Boy. And so last weekend I actually flew to Florida with some of the gals, and we played at a veterans fundraiser. So we made sure to include all of our patriotic songs. We tend to cater to the audience that we're going to. So if we're playing a veteran's home or a retirement community, we will make sure to include our patriotic package. But we definitely do the ones that it's all of our songs are things that people are going to go, oh, I love this song. Oh, I love this song too.
So now how do you, and this is a little insight into the career you've chosen to be.
Yeah.
How do you, your schedule obviously is full of lots of different ups and downs with different shows and different appearances. How do you manage to keep it all straight and go from like one thing to another thing and to another thing yet? When you got into acting, did you envision something like this, or did you envision just, you know, being a star? I mean, because there's so much work that goes into what you folks do.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't grow up with theater. I'm from a really small town in Texas, so I didn't have access to mainstream theater. I lived off of the VHS of 42nd Street and Singing in the Rain and classics like that. So my idea of what being on Broadway or being an actor was didn't really have a ton of detail in it. I just knew I wanted to sing and dance. Definitely when I moved to New York, I thought things were going to be significantly more smooth and less roller coaster. But as I've gotten older and the longer I've been in the business, the ups and downs are just as normal as the continuously working. And to keep things straight, you know, I decided a couple years ago when I wanted to step out of being in the ensemble on Broadway that if I was going to have to take some sort of, you know, side hustle job, that I wanted it to still be fulfilling in a way as so that I didn't hate the fact that I was making these choices for my career path. And that's how America's Sweethearts, how I found them. As far as keeping it all straight and organized, it's just a beautiful, chaotic mess. And you prepare, you know, it's kind of like with anything. You prepare in as much as you can and everything that you can do, and then just be very ready for a fastball to be thrown, and you just kind of go, okay, now what do I do? All right, you know, I got to catch a flight tomorrow to fly to the West Coast to do a show. Okay, great. I'm ready for it, you know?
We are speaking once again with Amanda Laverne, America's Sweethearts at the Bach Gallery at the Sharon Playhouse, Saturday, February 29th, sharonplayhouse.org. You know, I'm 67 years old now, and I never really appreciated, even though my father was in show business and I saw what he had to do all those years, I never really appreciated what singers and dancers do once they get on the stage until I was in a full-fledged production of The Music Man, and I was working in radio. I had my regular 40 to 50-hour job in radio, and mm-hmm. and 2.5 weeks before the show opened and through the show, I was working an additional 30-hour week. on the show on top of my regular job, and it opened my eyes and for a whole new appreciation about what goes on in putting a show together. It doesn't matter whether it's four people or 24 people.
Mm-mm.
It's amazing the setup work that's involved.
Yeah, there's and I think, you know, the actors get a lot of the kudos because we're the ones that are on stage, but there's so much that goes behind. You know, your directors, your man, you know, the people who cast, the people who bring the actors together. You've got stage crew and the unsung heroes that are in the back just dressed in black, you know, making sure that sets move and flies go in and out and the lights are done. And you can hear me because my microphone's turned on because the sound guy is or sound woman is so in tune with the script and knowing exactly. I mean, there's just, and those guys get there at, you know, they'll get there hours before the actors get there. It is a well-oiled machine putting a show together. It's magical, you know, all to create this world that way when someone comes into a theater, they get to just sit and be entertained and they don't see all the blood, sweat, and tears and the hours and the, you know, I can't show up to work sick because it truly affects my job. So, you know, it's not like, oh, well, I'm just not feeling well, I can't go into rehearsal, because that trickles down to where things can't happen because I don't show up. Rather, as an office job, you know, if you're not feeling well, you can still kind of show up and tackle your day-to-day life. But, you know, if a cold gets me or a flu gets me or a sinus infection hits, yeah.
It's no good. Well, you know, it's just, like I said, there's a whole new appreciation for when you can take, like this show, America's Sweethearts, where people can be drawn into this show and get away from the BS that's in regular society mm-hmm. and just enjoy and relax for an hour or two. That's an important part that entertainers play in our lives. And I don't think, yeah, everybody talks about, oh, how much big entertainers make and everything. You don't realize how important it is for Americans who not are the ones on stage, but who go to these performances.
Yeah.
What a release it is for, that's the great thing about art. It's a release that can just get you out of the common problems and you can escape and relax for a couple of hours.
Yeah, we played last, like I said, last weekend on play, we played in Florida and at a veterans event, and there was a gentleman, and he was quite quiet. He was off the side, and his wife was speaking to me, and she said, you know, he was in special ops in the Air Force. He's retired, and so I popped over to him, and I just said, thank you so much for your service. And he looked at me, and he said, the whole 2 hours, he said, I was back home when I was a kid, just, you know, my mom in the kitchen and the radio being on. And he said, for 2 hours, it was just full of nostalgia. And I thought, you know, I will never be one to go up in a plane to fight for freedom. It's just not in my nature. But and I can't give that to America. But what I can do is make sure that these veterans and people who grew up in these times feel seen and appreciated by something we can do for 2 hours on stage, you know?
Well, once again, it's America's Sweethearts at the Sharon Playhouse, the Bach Gallery on February 29th. To find out all the different ways you can go, because there are different levels where you can go, sharonplayhouse.org, Saturday, February 29th. Amanda, welcome back to Sharon. It's nice to have you back in town.
I'm so excited. I've been spending some time with Robert and Alan and just chatting about the upcoming season and bringing the gals up there in 2 weeks. And I love Sharon. I fell in love with it 2 summers ago. And It'll take a lot to make me not come back.
And those two guys, I still say, are two of the hardest working guys in show business. Okay.
They are, and it comes from such a beautiful place of wanting to make it accessible for everyone. You know, all ages, all demographics, I think that what they're doing at that theater and trying to make sure that the community is just as involved as professional actors are, it's why I will say yes to pretty much anything they ask.
Well, once again, more information at SharonPlayhouse.org. And Amanda, good luck. We'll see you up here when you're here on the 29th.
Great. Yay. I'm so excited. And I will actually be, it hasn't been announced, but I'll be coming back this summer actually too.
All right. Excellent. Well, we'll see you this coming the 29th and during the season. Thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us.
Thanks, Marshall. Appreciate it.